It's kind of the American political story of the age. A small group of ideologically motivated state lawmakers vote what they say is their conscience, and businesses around the state have to decide if they want to take a stand. A bill on the desk of Governor Nathan Deal called the First Amendment Defense Act would allow religious organizations to refuse employment and services to people who disagree with their beliefs about gay marriage and LGBT rights. Opponents of the Georgia bill say it would directly defy anti-discrimination rulings relating to interracial couples, single parents, or unmarried couples, as well as gay people. Kelvin Williams is founder of a Georgia-based telecommunications company called 373K, and he has already moved his business out of Georgia and into Delaware. He's mystified as to why the legislature would have chosen this moment to act.
Without a doubt, and, you know, I don't know if you're aware of it, but last night, 5 hours before the end of the legislative session, they modified an existing bill, House Bill 904, which pretty much goes against, which they wanted to set up to, as the paper called it, shoot an arrow across the bow of companies who have spoke out. So they were trying to set it up so that any of us, any of our companies that have spoke out against House Bill 757 by saying that we're, you know, anti-discrimination policies, et cetera, that if for any reason anyone was to feel that they were discriminated against, it would make it a lot easier for them to file a class action lawsuit against us. But luckily that failed.
How much do you think this could cost the state?
I have heard estimates as high as $6 billion. Some have actually been even higher, but, you know, we do have the NFL that spoke out saying that, you know, we may lose our chance at the Super Bowl at our brand new stadium that they're still building. A lot of national companies have said they're not going to come here. Disney has announced that they're going to cease filming here, which is a new big booming industry in the state. So it's going to cost.
Is there a way of reversing this? Do you think your move across the border will motivate a change in the part of the legislature and maybe a grassroots movement to try to get this changed?
You know, our only hope right now is Nathan Deal, the governor. We're hoping that he does change, that he does go ahead and veto the bill. But it looks like, you know, unfortunately, they've got a veto-proof majority in the Senate, and they're only a handful shy in the House. And of those handful, you know, there's enough Republicans who voted against it initially that they could easily convince them to follow party line and overturn his veto. So, you know, for us, whether or not it is vetoed or not, we've already left because we felt like there's just now a stain on the state of Georgia.
Do you feel like this is a protest or do you feel like this is just business?
Oh, it is without a doubt protest. We're just not going to fund a state that would even take up this type of legislature with all the other problems that are in this state. It's an extremely small minority of people who feel this way about LGBT marriage. So it's not even something that these representatives are doing for their districts. You know, it's purely politics, purely for re-election in our minds.
So I guess, you know, if there's a sequel to Breaking Bad, it's not going to be filmed in Georgia.
That's a possibility, or The Walking Dead.
They've really taken themselves out of the bidding for a lot of lucrative projects, as far as you can tell.
Yeah, just from the companies that have come forward already, other than us, you know, of course, they're much larger. They've pretty much come out and said, you sign this and that's the end of our relationship.
Well, Kelvin Williams, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Kelvin Williams is founder of a Georgia-based telecommunications company called 373K. He's moved his business out of Georgia and into Delaware.